The resolution that passed the House on Tuesday strictly opposes setting any deadline or timetable for pulling U.S. troops out. Green Bay Republican Congressman Mark Green says the resolution sends a clear message to the Iraqi people that the U.S. will not cut and run.
And I think they do know now through the vote that we strongly stand behind this mission, committed to victory, and that we agree with military leaders, we agree with Iraqi leaders, we agree with most of the public that setting an artificial deadline is a dangerous thing to do and is the wrong thing to do right now.
Green's three GOP colleagues, Paul Ryan, James Sensenbrenner, and Tom Petri, all voted for the resolution. So did Democrat Ron Kind. One of his aides says he believes U.S. troops should stay until the Iraqi army is self-sufficient. But the state's three other Democrats, Dave Obie, Tammy Baldwin, and Gwen Moore, all voted against the resolution. Moore says other countries should play a larger role in bringing peace to the region.
It's not that I'm calling for every American boot to be out of Iraq, but I at least want to have some sense of getting the majority of our folks home and the folks who remain there being part of an international peacekeeping force. And those plans are just not on the table.
Moore says more than 100 members of Iraq's newly elected National Assembly have recently signed a petition calling for a speedy withdrawal of U.S. troops. But U.S. military leaders say only three of Iraq's 107 Army battalions are ready to fight the insurgents without U.S. support. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.